Time to get the latest from John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Of course, you see his columns in the Sunday edition of the Times Record. A two-part series starts this Sunday, John.
Let me talk about inflation, Bill, for a couple of weeks. The first one will appear this Sunday, and then the following Sunday will be some specific tips about things you could do to hopefully try to protect yourself against inflation. And speaking of inflation, we get numbers from the government this morning. The PPI, that's inflation at the wholesale level, that number was released just a few minutes ago. It came in at 0.7% increase. That's a little better than expected. If you look at the year-over-year increase, wholesale prices increased 5.8% over the last 12 months. If you go to what they call the core rate and you take out food and energy, of course you can't do that, but they do it because those are the two most volatile components of inflation. It was up 0.3, a little higher than expected, 0.3%, but year over year is up 1.9%. We see a lot of wringing of hands going on about inflation. In fact, the markets were down this morning anticipating a worse number than this. We've seen inflation already rearing its head in China and other places, and those countries have already begun to raise interest rates. We saw the European Central Bank raise interest rates last week, and then China has already raised interest rates about four times since the crisis in 2008. Continues the pressure on our Fed to raise interest rates, and they continue to resist that at this point. Another number that we talk about every Thursday that comes out from our government, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That number has been under 400,000, an important psychological number at least for several weeks, but it ticked back above that this morning. It was expected to come in at about 385. It came in at 412,000, so that number worse than we expected. We're going to get a lot of earnings the rest of this week at this afternoon after the market closes. We get numbers from Google. A lot of people are looking at that because tech has become kind of a hot sector again. A lot of people pointing toward that as a great place to invest. Don't know whether that's true or not, but we'll see. But a company we're all interested in, J.B. Hunt, headquartered just a few miles north of here, releases earnings, and those numbers were very good. Their earnings were up substantially, about 34%. But it was interesting how they got there. They have a 57% increase in fuel surcharge revenue. So we talk about how fuel prices increasing are hurting everybody, but if you have the ability to pass it on, in fact, they collected $169 million in fuel surcharges last quarter. That's up over $50 million higher than the same time last year. Their total revenue was up 18% to over $1 billion for the quarter. But here's what's really interesting. Many people are not aware of how intermodal J.B. Hunt is. That is, they are involved in multiple forms of transportation, rail and truck together, for example. They now get more than half of their revenue from intermodal, and they said that intermodal loads were up 15%. Of course, we're interested in intermodal in our area because we're trying to develop an intermodal facility, which could be a tremendous magnet for jobs in our area. J.B. Hunt's been one of the leaders in intermodal for a couple of decades.
Intermodal out at Chaffee, right?
Right, right.
All right, we'll be hopefully seeing that happen.
Hope so.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He ties in the national to the local, and that always gives us a good insight of what we can expect. You can talk to John, get some ideas from him by calling 782-2527, 479-782-2527, and you can email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.